We seek mercy of Krishna through Vaishnavas. Om Ajnana Timirandasya.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya.
Jnananjana Salakaya.
Jnananjana Salakaya.
Chakshurvunmilitam Yena.
Chakshurvunmilitam Yena.
Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha.
Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya.
Prabhu Nityananda.
Prabhu Nityananda.
Sri Advaita Gadadhara. Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Today, which lesson, what is the number of the lesson we are going to see?
7.4.
Huh? 7.4. 7. And part is 4th part. 7.3. Can anyone tell what is the title of 7.3?
Working for Krishna.
That's the title of the part 3? I'm sorry? Attaining. Before that one?
Attaining the Supreme Spiritual Peace.
7.1. Can anyone tell? Very correct. Second one? Third one?
Working for Krishna.
7.3. So, working for Krishna. I want to see. I'm not quite sure. What is the title of that seventh lesson? Pure for what? Krishna. Pure love for Krishna. Very correct. In this one, fixing the mind, first one. Second one is?
Following
the regulative principle. What is that one? What is the link between the fixing the mind and the regulative principles?
One is not able to fix the mind.
One who unable to fix his mind, then regulative principles. Okay. The third one, what we told? Third lesson?
Working for Krishna.
Why? Working for Krishna? The link we should understand. First, try to fix the mind in Krishna. If that is not possible, try to follow regulative principles. Even if you are unable to follow regulative principles, then work for Krishna. Today is 7.4. Attaining the peace of mind. If you are not fixing the mind, if you cannot follow the regulative principles, then you have to work for Krishna. Then you will attain peace of mind. Got the point? Even if he doesn't want to work for Krishna. There are so many people, they don't want to work for Krishna. What is the destiny of them? where they are going to?
To down. To down.
Yeah, they are going to the lowest, even animals also. If they do not work for Krishna, in the human form, then they have to accept animal form, degraded body. So now, we know that from those who are at least obedient, religious or devotees, they can work for Krishna, they can follow regulative principles, and they can fix
mind.
Isn't it? Working for Krishna is what? Can anyone tell? This is the devotional service. What is the title of seventh lesson? Attaining the
pure love
for Krishna. Please understand in this one. I am telling up again and again. In the third one, working for Krishna. What is that one? Karma Yoga. You understand? That is completely Karma Yoga. The second one, that's the second one. Second one is following the? That is knowledge. Jnana Yoga. First one? Fixing the mind. Jnana Yoga. So all these things are there in Bhakti Yoga. You understand? If you do this one, we are going to get the peace of mind. That's why Krishna conscious persons are always, they're always
blissful,
peaceful, happy. Please understand, if anyone in Krishna consciousness not happy, is not Krishna conscious. Is not Krishna conscious. He should undergo training. The very first training is cultivation of knowledge. The first step, those who are not Krishna conscious, they are Vesadhari. Pretenders, as though I am Krishna conscious. I am not happy. They are pretenders. So first for them, the very first step is cultivation of knowledge. Knowledge. How we are working. In that one, we have to see the hidden hand of Krishna. Isn't it? Anyone can get some experience, realization by working. Isn't it? Some experience they will get. Some realization is there as you are working. Isn't it? So in this way, the person blindly should not work. He should understand what I am doing, what I am getting. Isn't it? For every action there is reactions. For every behind every action,
there is a purpose.
The purpose and reaction both are the yields of action. One is reaction, another is the purpose served. Serving the purpose. You understand? Serving the purpose is to please Krishna. That's the saturation point. If Krishna is not pleased, we are action. It yields two things. One is reaction, another is purpose served. Purpose service is pleasing Krishna. If Krishna is not pleased, what you are getting? Reactions. Please understand, is the cultivation of knowledge in Bhakti Yoga. Those who are pretenders like, that they may claim themselves, I am Krishna conscious, I am chanting 20 years, I am chanting, but they are not happy. So they have to cultivate the knowledge. Cultivating the knowledge also can be obtained just by walking, simple action. That action yields two things, reaction. Another is the purpose served. The purpose served means to please Krishna. If Krishna is not pleased, we are getting the reaction. Reaction is pleasing reaction or a horrible reaction. Please understand now. If it is the pleasing one, then it's okay. As though Krishna is not pleased, but to some extent you are doing something good for yourself or somebody else. It's not topmost Krishna. You understand? So every Krishna conscious person should be happy if his actions are pleasing Krishna. Please understand. If our actions are not pleasing Krishna, we are in troublesome, suffering state. This very, very simple, fundamental law. Isn't it? Try to please Krishna. Isn't it? Yad karosi, yad dasnasi, yad juhosi, tadasyat. Yad tapasyasi, kaunteya, tad kudusva, madarpanam. Isn't it? Manmana, bhavamad bhakto, madhyaji, mam namaskuru. These are all Krishna wants us to do. Isn't it? This is by action. We can cultivate knowledge. Try to understand whether our actions are pleasing Krishna or not. If Krishna is not pleased, we are also not pleased. In turn, if Krishna is pleased, we are also in turn pleased. The pleasure is coming from Krishna. That is the, reflection like the mirror reflection. If you turn on one light and keep one mirror, it reflects the rays, it's coming back. Like that one, our actions should go directly to Krishna, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam. It should go to Krishna, it should reflect us. Krishna is giving us. That pleasure is permanent pleasure. If you directly get the pleasure, that is temporary. Afterwards, it is going to become wrath. It's going to yield sufferings. It is going to take us to troublesome situation. We'll never be happy. Krishna is just like a reflector, just like the mirror. If you look our face, we can see how best our face is. Isn't it? Like that one, if you are happy, Krishna is happy with our actions. If you are not happy, Krishna is not happy with our action. This is the simple fundamental law. Isn't it? This is about the actions, bodily actions. Then we can mentally do something. Verbally do something. Isn't it? Verbally also. We are fighting, we are glorifying, we are accusing someone. Isn't it? So many ways we are speaking. It also is yielding some reaction. The purpose behind that one also to please Krishna. If I am, instead of pleasing Krishna, if I sing some film song, I told it to begin with, I am taking the film song, Hindi. That song, anyone understood what song is that one? It's a very nice song actually. Because of our Advaita, Ananda Prabhu, I sang that one. Lautike, anyone here say, you heard that one? अब लौट के आजा मेरे मी तुझे मेरा गीत बुलाती है मुकेश की आवाज हाँ वेरी नाइस सॉन्ग इज कॉलिंग बैक यू आर गोइंग प्लीज कम बैक माय सॉन्ग इज हाँ कॉलिंग यू टू कम बैक हाँ दैट्स द वेरी नाइस सॉन्ग संग बाय मुकेश आई डोंट नो विच फिल्म इज दैट वन हाँ So we have to see everything connected to Krishna. Then there is no material thing. Everything is spiritual for a spiritual man. You understand? So mentally also, whenever we are thinking something, it should please Krishna. Many people, the mentality of the boys, if they look at a very beautiful lady, their mind is perturbed, disturbed. They want to enjoy. This mentalist, the worst boys, those who do not have any civilization. One who is civilized, one who is Krishna conscious, evil. Think the beauty of that girl and think that how beautiful Krishna is who created them. Krishna created them for his pleasure. You understand? They are like very correct. Someone is telling gopis. They are like gopis. Gopis means next step. They are very, very beautiful. The person who created them, how beautiful he is. Krishna created for his pleasure. So they are gopis. So gopis are worshipable. The good boys, the civilized boys, they should think that we have to worship the girls. It is not that we have to enjoy the girls. You understand the point? How worst the mentality of the boys. They say, mentally, we have to cultivate the knowledge. WhatsApp also, I just got one bhajan in Hindi. Krishna, you are very, very beautiful. In Hindi, that one. You are very, very beautiful. Your creation is very, very beautiful. Not first, your creation is very, very beautiful. So how beautiful you are. We do not know how beautiful you are. But we are seeing the very, very beautiful things which you created. Why don't you show your darshan to me? Recently I got that one in one bhajan in Hindi, in WhatsApp message. Very nice bhajan that one. You created so many things very, very beautifully. How beautiful you are, we do not know. Why don't you show your darshan to me? Mentally also we can cultivate the knowledge instead of spoiling, exploiting the nature. So this is the thing what we are supposed to do. The very first statement of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. What is that very first statement? We are not the bodies, we are the souls. Isn't it? We should not forget this statement anytime, anywhere, anyhow. We are not the bodies, we are the souls. Very first mistake. If you think the other way, you are committing mistake. Our action is not going to please Krishna. We have to remember. That's why this is very unique organization, ISKCON. It gives you the perfect, clear-cut crystal clear knowledge. There you are not taken into, all are taken into transcendental boat. In transcendental boat you can very clearly see the hidden hand of Krishna. There is no confusions. You cannot get confused. You get confused when you never understood who Krishna is, what Krishna is, why Krishna is. Isn't it? So this way we have to cultivate our knowledge by actions, by thinking. Like that one we have to. Another thing is meditating also. We already read even in Srimad Bhagavatam how to meditate. Preparation for the next birth. Meditation to be done starting from lotus feet of Krishna. Go up, 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 up to the face and crown also. The beautiful face of Krishna. Isn't it? In that meditation, we can catch knowledge. Isn't it? Tortoise lays egg where?
Seashore.
Isn't it? Then how? That hatches?
Meditation.
That goes away. He goes away. The tortoise goes away. Forget. Afterwards, when she remembers, then the egg is hatched. You read that one or not? Isn't it? Meditation. Caterpillar. Fish. Fish. Fish never closes the eyes. There is no meditation. There is no
that
is not meditation. Looking at. They are looking at. Caterpillar, isn't it? Butterfly. Thinks of. So in the same way, if you can always think in Krishna, Krishna's qualities manifested within us. It's just like fire and iron rod. It gets connected, isn't it? And keeps for some time the fire particles impart the fire strength, power to the iron rod. Iron rod becomes fire. Meditation, please understand, when we meditate on Krishna, His qualities is externally manifested within us. We also become like Krishna's, not Krishna, Krishna's. So this is very much confusing people also. Everyone tells, this is my head, this is my hand, this is my legs. Who are you? This is my watch. This is my watch. My watch is different, I am different. This is my watch. Watch is different, I am different. Now I am telling, this is my hands. These are my legs. Then who? These are the legs. Who are you? They do not understand. Who are you means? We are souls. That knowledge we don't have. Isn't it? So meditation is better than working also. In meditation, what's happening? And how you can meditate? Is it possible to meditate now in Kali Yuga? We are unable to chant Hare Krishna Mantra. Everyone has experience that whenever we are going to start chanting, all anarthas are coming in, isn't it? But when we watch TV, we read some book, that time we read newspaper, that time nothing is coming in. But only when chanting, that time all the things of what I have to do at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Why? Why it is so? Can anyone tell? Only when chanting we are getting all unwanted things, and by watching TV or listening to some music, reading newspaper or any other periodicals or any book, that time we are very much concentrated. But during chanting, it's not so. Why? Bodily consciousness is not that much specific answer.
We like to see that.
I told sorry in between. So that's the intelligence. You should use that one. My tongue slipped actually. We are not having the concentration while doing the chanting. But watching time, the TV and all, we are very much attentively we are listening to. So while chanting also, if you become attentive, completely absorbed, then nothing can disturb us. Please understand, chanting is the best of all the activities. But in that one, it's very, very difficult to be attentive. We have to try to understand this weak point of us. It is not the surroundings or anything, isn't it? It is only the weakness of our heart. What is that one? We are not concentrating on that work. Isn't it? When ladies cooking, they are very much concentrated. Isn't it? If they do some dosa, chapati, otherwise it will get burnt. We do not want to get that burnt. So we are very, very concentrating, attentive. But while chanting, we are not giving that much. So this is our own weak point. Please understand. Try to become attentive while chanting. Forget everything else. Sarvadharman paritajya mam ekam saranam vraja. Mam means Krishna. Krishna and Krishna's name, no difference. Krishna and Krishna names, there's no difference. This way we can concentrate. If you do chanting like that one, you can see wonderful, wonderful realizations. Isn't it? It is not the intelligence of a person. It is wisdom given by Krishna. It is not the intelligence of the person who gets this Nobel Prize for 1 year, say chemistry. The next year in chemistry, somebody else is going to get, not the same person. Subject matter is the same, chemistry only. Isn't it? The person 1 year, he got so much profit in his business. Next year, not the same thing. Why? We are thinking we are the doers. We are not really doers. We are used as instruments. The doer is Krishna. Isn't it? I explained this in one of the afternoon classes in temple. Everybody understood that point? Doer, we are not the doers, we are just instruments. So many blank faces are there. Yes, it seems I understand that they neglect, they think that they do not want these classes. And they least bothered for the classes. So by the mercy of Krishna, we have so many arrangements, facilities. If you are absent for this class, by the mercy of Krishna through Sundar Murari, is uploading the same thing, and we don't have time to even to listen to that one. How unfortunate, huh? It's just like chanting. The Mata temple, the sound is disturbing my chanting. We are blaming the temple. We are not blaming ourselves. It's like that when I don't have time to attend the class, I don't have time to listen to even that uploaded. Fool Sundar Murari, he doesn't have any work. He's uploading. That's not going to help me. How neglectful we are. Understand? Is Krishna happy with this one? Please understand yourself. Our actions, if our actions are not pleasing Krishna, we are not pleased. Please understand. Don't blame anyone for your sufferings. It is only you are the cause for your sufferings. How tight schedule Sundar Murari has. He has family, children, office. And he is doing, even I also wonder. For one lecture he is giving so many seminars, 10, 12, small bits things and all. How long time he is spending on this one? As he is spending for Krishna, his material activities is reduced. If you increase your material activities, you never try to please Krishna. You will never do spiritual activity. Please understand. Voluntarily, if you accept Krishna conscious devotional service, automatically Krishna will reduce your material activities. You will be very happy. This is the secret. We should not find faults with others. If you just glorify others, this also take you can advance. Because everyone is the child of Krishna. So because of our own weakness, we are not getting the peace of mind. Don't blame others. My husband is not good, my wife is not good, my mother-in-law is not good. All are bad, I am only the best. We think everyone give the judgment like that. All are the worst, I am the best. All the worst people giving me all trouble. How Krishna is pleased with you. The same thing you cannot hear if you go to some other organization. In Krishna consciousness only your eyes are opened. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakya. I was born in the darkest ignorance. My guru opens my eyes with the touch of knowledge. You understand? You cannot hear all these things. We always try to find faults with others. Krishna never does for others' mistake. Krishna is not going to punish you. We don't have that much knowledge also. How we are going to understand Krishna? Pandavas, anytime they blame anyone, they bring any complaint to Krishna, we have so many examples. Sati Sakubai, Prahlad Maharaj practically is showing he never tried to go against his father. Isn't it? He never. The best exemplary person. He never turned against his father. In one of the lectures also I explained in the Rakesh home, What I explained? Don't blame anyone. The father. The verse I explained you very, very clearly. How many people was at least in the YouTube, that class? Rakesh, YouTube, you, how nice that lecture is. But others, those who are not attended, they completely neglect her. If you neglect the good thing, Krishna will also neglect you. Please understand. Huh? If you neglect Krishna, Krishna and anything about Krishna is also Krishna's paraphernalia. If you neglect that, Krishna will also neglect you. We are happy, we are eating three times, we are doing something, so we are happy, so we do not want Krishna consciousness. Then we cannot get the peace of mind. The class is only for attaining the peace of mind. Controlling the mind is very, very difficult. If your mind is controlled, you are getting the peace. Your mind is turbulent, disturbing you constantly. You never get the peace of mind. You never get. Please understand. We are not. We are cheating ourselves, actually. Huh? The time is... Time is precious, just like a gem. Gem also, if you lose that one, you may get back. But the time, you never, never, never get back. Huh? So it's more precious than the gem. Isn't it? In that instant, whatever be the thing you did it only. You cannot revolt. Huh? So please understand, Krishna consciousness, our Krishna consciousness so magnanimous, so beautiful, but we are neglecting, we are cheating ourselves. That's why no one is happy. How many people can honestly say that I am happy in Krishna consciousness? And we blame, my husband is not good, my wife is not good, my mother-in-law is not good. No one says, I am not good, I am not doing properly. Huh? You understand? So meditation is better than acquiring knowledge. The knowledge is always is tricky. Just like, who is the tricky man in Mahabharata?
Shakuni.
Yes, he is planning so wonderfully, so many things, so many ways. But none of them is fetching him success. Please understand. What is the knowledge of Duryodhana in that war? What is the knowledge of Duryodhana? Everyone wants to win. We also want to win without Krishna. Duryodhana also, he wants to win without Krishna. And what is his argument? The best intelligent person in this world is Duryodhana. He knows that Bhishma is with me, no one can beat Bhishma. So victory is mine. Please, logically speaking, Bhishma is with me, no one can win Bhishma. So, victory is mind sure, definitely. Second person, Karna. Karna can defeat even Arjuna. Such Karna is with me. Karna is with me. Victory is mind dead assured. This is assured, I am going to be victorious. And gurus are there. Can any disciple harm guru? Such gurus are with me. We are telling them, I have balance, bank balance, 50 lakhs, 50 crores. I have two factories. I have this, I have that. What is going to loot me? Who is going to trouble me? Duryodhana is thinking, Bhishma is there. But he doesn't have Krishna. That's why as though he has everything, he has nothing. I have 50 crores in my balance, Swiss bank, this bank, that bank, so many workers under me, 10,000 people are working under me in my factory. Everyone is obeying me. What is the trouble for me? So please understand, if you don't have Krishna, as though you have everything, you are nothing. That's why the whole world is sinking. Please understand, Krishna conscious persons always, they should be happy because they know the reason why it is so. If you do not know why it is so, then only we are unhappy. How we can get them peace of mind then? If our own actions are not pleasing Krishna. Isn't it? That is why even Krishna, he formed the system called Varnasrama system. Please understand, this is Chaturvarna Maya system. Chaturvarna Maya system. Nowhere we are following that one. Now in Kali Yuga, not even in one single country, even in India, we are not following that one. Krishna, very nice this thing. Chaturvarna Maya system guna karma vibhaga saha. Nowhere. At least in ISKCON we are following that one. In which way? In which way we are following Varnasrama system? Daivi Varnasrama system. Daivi means divine. Anyone like me, I can speak something bravely. So I made preacher. One can manage everything. Now, Sundar Murari, he can do. He may not preach like me. I may not do like him. Isn't it? So everyone is properly engaged. I cannot walk. Rajesh Prabhu is there for me. He takes me to all the places in his car. Everyone in this way, according to their ability, we are engaged in ISKCON. Everybody cannot do anything and everything. Particularly according to his ability, he can do that one to satisfy Krishna. But like that one, we don't have in government official way, a material world, we cannot find Varnasrama system. That's all our suffering. So we should understand what Krishna has given us, why we are not accepting that one. Then how we can be happy? Isn't it? Krishna, anything he says, that is contradictory to our ideas. How it is possible? Can anyone tell? Exemplary, what Krishna is instructing is contradictory to my ideas. Who is that person corrected his mistakes? Arjuna. He doesn't want to fight. He doesn't want to kill his teachers, brothers, uncles. Isn't it? But after listening to Bhagavad Gita, he accepted to do. How? Even Karna, his wheel stuck into the earth. In that time, no Kshatriya can fight. He doesn't have any weapon. He's trying to. But even his charger, Salya, is not helping. All are contradictory. The chariot should help him. That is the duty of the charioteer. But he is also denied. And he is weaponless. Is trying to pull that one out. That time even Krishna is insisting Arjuna to kill him. That is, there is no sin. How? This is the apparent. He's helpless, his wheel got stuck in, and his charioteer is denying him. and Krishna is instructing him, Arjuna is sending his arrow, is not apparent. But we have to see the hidden, the cause for all these actions. The karna. How the karna is. What the karna is doing. If you know about karna, you will never get wondered. Isn't it? You know about karna? Karna is not, he's doing all charities. Every morning, sun rises means he pay his obeisances and give charity. What for, you know? What for? He got only one reason for that one. He wanted to kill Arjuna. To kill Arjuna, he has to give charity to anyone who comes first while he is doing his prayer to sun god. That is the oath. He has taken the oath. The oath is good. It's a good cause. Please understand. We glorify Karna. Dana, Veera, Sura, Karna. N.T. Rama has taken one film. All actions are only Krishna. Only N.T. Rama only. And he actually doesn't know why Krishna is doing this. We people will think it's unjustified. Isn't it? So he was such a person. So behind him there is so many big, his previous birth is also having some mystery. That's why. And then at the last moment, Abhimanyu, he asked Karna, please get me some water, is next to you. But he never gave. He said, donor. But he denied Abhimanyu. So all these positive things become negative with even one last point. So we cannot pinpoint any mistake in Krishna's activities. Krishna's activities are transcendental. Janma, karma, janma, karma. Karma means action. Janma, karma, chame, devyam, transcendental. We cannot undo. We cannot say, oh, Krishna is. Many people they say, what the person is dancing with other ladies at the midnight, dead of night. They do not know. You understand? That's why Srimad Bhagavatam is called Amala Purana, spotless Purana. People may find even faults with Krishna. That is the mentality. Isn't it? They see only outside. They don't see inside. The cause of all the causes is Krishna. We may know the cause, but we do not know the cause of the cause. That's why we are all unhappy. We are all suffering. We never get the mercy of Krishna. So for all these things, our false ego is very, very important. We have to curb our false ego. We have to control by curbing the false ego, we can control the mind. Dhyayato vishyam punsa. So if you get any attachment to anything, we are going to lose our intelligence. We are going to fall into the pool of cassines. So try to control the mind. The mind should be filled with Krishna activities, knowledge of Krishna. You come to the saturation point, then you can easily control the mind, otherwise not. See? We are all like Duryodhana. I have Bhishma. Victory is assured. Karna. Victory is assured. Dronacharya, Guru is with me. victory is assured, but it doesn't have Krishna. Krishna can do anything and everything. That is the wonder. We are all like Duryodhana. Krishna, I don't want you, but I want yours. So at last, he is losing each and everything. So this way we have to cultivate the knowledge, meditate on the supreme object, and get manifested the qualities of the supremacy of Krishna. And follow the instructions of Krishna, we can control our mind. Who can get the peace of mind? The lizard on the wall, the bird on the tree, dog on the street, who can get the peace of mind? Who can get the peace of mind?
Human
beings. We are human beings. Being human beings, we are not getting the peace of mind. We are animal. We are not human beings. You understand the point? Being human being, we are not getting peace of mind, so we are not human beings. Dvipada
pasu.
Two-legged animal. That's the wonderful. In this wonderful creation, Krishna also created two-legged animals also. He created four-legged animals. Also, he created two-legged animals. Because of lack of proper education, proper knowledge. Even we brought up like that only. Our parents brought up like that only. They are not giving proper knowledge. If the mind is controlled, we can get the peace of mind. If the mind is not controlled, they will never get peace of mind. The mind becomes enemy. Our own mind becomes enemy. Many people, they say, I did this one, I took some loan. Then they are unable to pay back. So intelligently they say, I can do this, I can do that one, but they are not successful. Because the mind tells, oh, you do this one, I will get you on. Don't bother. But at last, because that is the enemy. Can anyone believe the enemy? Then he's a fool. Our mind itself is enemy. How it is enemy? In which situation we can say that one? Our mind is enemy? We know that if you control your mind, the mind becomes friend. If you are unable to control your mind, your own mind is becoming enemy. How we can say that my mind is controlled or not? How one can think that his mind is controlled or not? The mind, anything that is doing, it should give you the instruction to please Krishna. That is the saturation point. Mind only tells us actually, do this one, this one, this best, that's best. If that one is actually helping us to please Krishna, then the mind is controlled. Just like I told beautiful lady, let us enjoy. The mind is telling like that one. It is not telling. If the good mind is there, the beauty of the lady is created by the source of beauty, that is Krishna. Anything coming from Krishna is worshipable as Krishna is worshipable. The mind is controlled then. Otherwise our mind is not controlled. The mind helps us to do our activities to please Krishna. The mind is controlled. If the mind is giving you instructions to please yourself, this is the chance for you, don't miss it. You will never get back. You will never get the same opportunity in your future, in your throughout life. Huh? That the mind is enemy. This way, now I have given you the measuring instrument where we stand. Whether we are on the saturation point or in between. Yeah? If you come to the saturation point, there is no problem. Our mind is controlled. Even if you see so many beautiful things, you never want to enjoy, you want to worship Him. Huh? Isn't it? Actually, anything is good means we want to enjoy it. Anything is bad means we want to give as a charity. Huh? In charity, that is our mentality. Huh? We want to enjoy all the beautiful things. If anything is no good, we are becoming donors. Huh? We are giving charity. That is our mind tells. So the mind is very tricky, like Shakuni. Please understand. Shakuni got so much intelligent. He can convince his nephew so nicely. Duryodhana, don't bother, I'm there for you. There, what's there? Krishna. Krishna cannot do anything. Huh? He is with Arjuna, but I'm with you. Shakuni is like? Maya. Mind. Please understand this one. We should not forget Krishna. All the time remember Krishna. Should not forget Krishna. That's the essence of all scriptures. Huh? So how best this Krishna conscious theory and practical. Huh? This one, if you understand and accept it, you are happy all the time. You can make others also happy. How you can make happy? By making them to understand their own mistakes. Making them to correct their own mistakes. Huh? The solution never lies outside. Solution lies within. This one is the preaching. Huh? You understand? Solution never lies outside. It's just like mirage. Carnal nira. In Tamil, carnal nira. Isn't it correct, no? Isn't it? So it is like that one. You are also the part and parcel of Krishna. What does it mean? Krishna is complete and perfect. Anything that is coming out from Krishna is also complete and perfect. But you are not, you are feeling something wrong. You are not happy. You are not complete and perfect. So the solution never lies outside. It is within you. This is the preaching. We have to make them understand the solution is lying within you. You correct yourself. You correct your mistakes. You get onto the transcendental boat. Huh? It is not lying outside. Huh? Some people say you go to that demigod, you go to this demigod. You do this one, you do that one. That is all not necessary in Krishna consciousness. That's why we don't go for even horoscopes. Not necessary. Everything is controlled by Krishna. Krishna can do anything. Krishna can punish an innocent. Krishna can forgive a victim. Because he knows the past, future and present. We do not know. We know only the present. Not even one day before what we were doing. Huh? Only at present what is happening, that only we remember. We never remember even 1 minute, 1 minute back what was happening. That is our mind. That is our remembrance. So the person who get the peace of mind is always blissful. Is Sachidananda Vigraha. Is it? So these many ways we have to cultivate the knowledge, meditate on the supreme object, follow the instructions of Krishna, Varnasama Dharma. We are better than the barking dog. Isn't it? Then what is the use? Where is this one? Pune, no? The birthday celebration, some function was going and fire was on. No. The dance, they were dancing. The party. Bombay only, but not Kamala Mills. Kamala Mills inside the campus. They were very much enjoying themselves. They were not pleasing Krishna. We do not know what the cause for the fire also. Krishna can be the cause of all the causes. So please try to act in such a way that is pleasing Krishna. If not, the reaction is horrible. We cannot tolerate. So this way we can get the peace of mind by controlling it, understanding the truth. Then we can easily control. Okay? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, if anyone has any doubts, any clarification required, please come forward. So many people? Yeah. Demigods. So what is your question?
After death,
they have to come back again to this material world. Krishna or Vishnu Tattvas. There are so many planets in spiritual world. The topmost one is Krishna. The lower level, there are different Narasimha, Rama, this, that and Varaha. So many planet systems are there. No, once you go to Vaikuntha, you don't come back. Once you go even to the heaven, then you have to come back. Even to Kailas, you have to come back. That's the point.
But according to their knowledge only...
Their knowledge, who wants their knowledge? You want their knowledge? You want to follow them? Then? Why you bother for their knowledge? You have to give this knowledge to them. They are foolish. They are ignorant. You should make them intelligent by giving this knowledge to them. You understand? That is your duty. So anything else? Yes?
In one lecture you said that when we are in spiritual world with Krishna, we will not have intelligence and mind.
What? I don't... If we are in spiritual world,
we will not think, we will not have...
Who said that we will not think? I never said like that. Thinking, willing. Mind is not there. Yes, mind is within the subtle body. Subtle body is not there in spiritual world. But you will think, you will feel. That is there. As we are. Why not? Mind is not the thinking. Mind is not thinking. Mind is the storing place. The kitchen is there. you are using so many things and you are keeping them in one's stores. The store is called the mind. The mind is there that is filled with all our thoughts, recorded that one, and they are placed in the mind. That is nothing. Mind is not thinking. Intelligence is telling you do this one, you do that one. Mind is different and intelligence is different. Intelligence is telling you, you take from the mind, this is there, you take out, you do this one. That is the intelligence is telling. This is better, this is not good, this is good. That's the intelligence is giving you that idea. Mind is only place. There you keep everything stored. Okay?
When Krishna is the doer of everything, how are we getting the reaction for our... When he is making us do everything, so why are we getting the reaction?
He is doing something. What he is doing? Doing means there should be some idea what to do. Isn't it? Without having any idea, can anyone do anything? He's a mad person. He's a fool, number one. He's doing something means what? What he is doing? He is fulfilling your desire. It is not his desire. He is fulfilling your desire. Even you cannot fulfill your own desire, you need some help. That is, we are helpless in this material world. Krishna is helping us to fulfill our desires. He is fulfilling our desires, using you as the instrument, using somebody as the instrument. But you cannot do anything. That is our helpless, helpless situation in this material world. Material world means useless. It's the darkest place. It's not for any human beings. This is only jail-like, only for our purification. Krishna is doing something not for his desire, for your desire he is doing. So who is the cause for the action? That's the thing. So you should have good desires. If you have a good desire, then Krishna can do that one. It is not going to harm you. It is going to benefit you. So we have to change our desires. That's only what we are preaching. We are convincing them to understand their mistakes, correct their mistakes, get onto the transcendental boat. This is all the things depending upon our desires. Transform your desires so that it is pleasing Krishna. Anything and everyone? Anyone? It's not easy today, class. One second. Yes.
Pandavas and Drishnis.
Pandavas and?
Krishna's Yadav. They are devotees. Vrishnis. They are devotees of Krishna. But Kunti is praying in one of the prayers. Adavi Svesha Vishwatman. Kunti is praying. Remove my attachment with Pandavas and Vrishnis. But they are devotees. But Kunti is praying to remove the attachment from them. It is like, why she has to pray? They are devotees only, right? She can be attached with Pandavas and Vishnus.
Yes. That is true. You accept now that one? As though they are the devotees of Krishna, Kunti does not want to have even attachment to such devotees. Isn't it?
But they are pure devotees. Yes, Prabhu.
You don't talk. Is it my statement is okay or not?
Yes.
They are pure devotees, of that there is no doubt. What is the activity of a pure devotee? You can understand even the Bhishma's position. He is a pure devotee. How you are situated?
He is opposite to Pandavas.
Isn't it? Yes. Why? This is the desire of Bhishma. Then?
Krishna's,
isn't it? So if Krishna wants a pure devotee to become like a demon, like Jaya and Vijaya, you understand? For every action there is some, behind every action there is purpose, that you should understand. Huh? Why Krishna wants the Vrishnis behave in such a way that the dynasty is getting collapsed. He doesn't want to go on that one even in Kali Yuga. You understand? So how the behavior will be? It's not pleasing Krishna. As though Krishna wants them to do action. As such, isn't it? Now the Vrishnis, they are going to behave not in good favorable way. If Kunti has the attachment to them, what will happen? My dear Krishna, please help them. Please help them. Huh? You understand the situation? You cannot understand the behavior of your Vaishnava. You got the point now? Huh? They are permanently here, means they are just brought here, brought into for this drama like. Afterwards, Krishna wants to take away everyone back to their respective places. They are going to beat each other. Can any pure devotee do like that one? But Krishna wants the pure devotee to do that one. That is the purpose. The purpose is the dynasty should not survive in this Kali Yuga. Before that one, everything should go back. We should understand the purpose behind action. The purpose is the cause of all the causes, Krishna. But outwardly, if you see, we get like this one. The question you are putting me, no? This was just by seeing outward. If you can be able to see the hidden hand of Krishna, then that is the solution. Isn't it? Your doubt is cleared? Huh? You Bhishma, you take Bhishma, so exemplary Bhishma, such a Mahajana, one of the Mahajanas, is behaving like that one, because on the order of Krishna, to teach the lessons to the future generation. Huh? Isn't it? He can make his own dog as he likes, but he cannot make anyone else who is not following him as he wants, Krishna wants. The devotees can obey anyway, isn't it? But the ordinary people, they don't obey. That's why Krishna is picking up his own dearmost devotees to put in this acquired position and teach lessons to the public. Huh? You understand? That's why even the pure devotees also suffer to teach lessons to the public. So we cannot find that the devotee suffering, what is this, what is that. That are not Krishna. We have to see whether they are Krishna conscious or not. So Krishna can put pure devotees also in acquired position. Then why Pandavas are suffering like that one? Is right? You got the point? They are obedient of Krishna. Krishna can use any devotee, pure devotee anyway, to preach others, to help others, to teach others. You understand? That's the point. So anything else? Anyone? Okay? Hare Krishna, thank you very much.